متابعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك يا رب من دعاء لا يستجاب له ومن علم لا ينتفع به. ولا حول ولا قوة الا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي، اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين، اللهم اكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين، اللهم أعزنا وأنت العزيز الحكيم، اللهم تب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين. يا الله يا عزيز يا الله يا كريم يا الله يا غفار يا الله يا غفور يا الله يا وهاب يا الله يا ولي يا الله يا وكيل يا الله يا نعم المولى ويا نعم النصير، بصرنا بعيوبنا يا رب العالمين. Let us see our own fault and mistake يا الله. Fill our heart with إيمان يقين يا الله. Fill our heart with your love يا الله. And love your رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله. And love Islam يا الله. O Allah, make us the owner of the message, the spreader of the message, with your will and your generosity, ya Allah. O Allah, we are weak, we are sinner, we are dirty, we are full of filth. And you are the only one can cleanse us. You are the only one can cleanse us, ya Allah. You are the only one can take all the bad fault and correct it, ya Allah. You are the only one can take all the fault and make it strength, ya Allah. You, Allah, you can take all the ugly things and correct it to make it beauty and pretty, ya Allah. O Allah, give us the beauty of your Iman, ya Allah. Fill our heart with the sweetness of Iman, ya Allah. O Allah, give us the light and wisdom and acceptance, ya Allah. And O Allah, snatch the love of dunya, ya Allah, from our heart. And fill our heart with complete loving of you, ya Allah. And belonging to you, ya Allah. O Allah, give us the basira, the nur, the hikmah, the vision. Give us the ability to see and comprehend. Give us the ability to understand. Give us the ability to get closer to you, ya Allah. Allah, you are the only one, and nobody except you, ya Allah. O Allah, make us mukhlasin to you, ya Allah. Make us sincere to you, ya Allah. O Allah, give us a good ending, ya Allah. O Allah, this girl, she make a mistake, ya Allah. She make a mistake with her tongue, ya Allah. Don't let her make a mistake with her heart, ya Allah. O Allah, accept her, ya Allah. Yes, she's a fool. She doesn't know who you are. Let her know who you are, ya Allah. Give us iman and yaqeen to know who you are, ya Allah. O Allah, we're so weak. Show us, ya Allah. Give us the strength and power, ya Allah. We need you, ya Allah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. يا عزيز يا الله، يا ولي يا الله، يا وكيل يا الله، يا صاحب الفضل العظيم، تفضل علينا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله، فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان. يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا علي العظيم، يا نور السماوات والأرضين، باسمك الأعظم ورضوانك الأكبر وسلطانك القديم وعرشك العظيم الكريم وبيتك العتيق، وبأسمائك الحسنى التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها، وباسمك الأعظم الأحب إليك الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت، تقبلنا يا ربي، تقبلنا يا ربي، اللهم تقبلنا يا ربي، تقبلنا قبولا حسنا يا رب العالمين، واجعلنا مباركين إنما كنا، واجعل لنا نورا في السماوات والأرض، بارك فينا وعلينا ومن حولنا ومن تحتنا. يا الله يا الله يا الله، تقبلنا يا ربي، تقبلنا يا ربي عبيدا خالصين مخلصين لك يا رب العالمين، صادقين يا رب العالمين، وبارك لنا في الموت وفي بعد الموت يا رب العالمين، واغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا وأجدادنا وأعمامنا وأخوالنا ومشايخنا وكل من لهم حق علينا وإخواننا في الله وأخواتنا في الله وكل من يعيننا على كل عمل من أعمال الخير. اللهم تفضل عليهم جميعا يا رب العالمين، وبارك فيهم واغفر لهم وسامحهم وتب عليهم يا رب العالمين وعلينا وعلى أمة الحبيب المصطفى. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد، بعدد من صلى وقام، وبعدد ما صلت عليه الأنام، وبعدد ما صلت عليه الإنس والجان، وبعدد ما صلت عليه ملائكة الرحمن، وبعدد ما صليت عليه يا الله في الأولين والآخرين وفي الأفق الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلاة تملأ خزائن الله نورا، وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا، وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم بعدد من صلى عليه، وبعدد من لم يصلي عليه، وبالعدد الذي ينبغي الصلاة عليه، وبالعدد الذي تحب أن يصلى عليه. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. الله المتكبر، الله المتكبر، المتكبر. إيه؟ You have to leave right now. It's okay. Sit down. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. الله سبحانه وتعالى المتكبر. Why Allah المتكبر؟ The owner of all the arrogant. But arrogant as a quality of a human being is a very bad quality. But arrogant in the ability of Allah, he owned it. He deserved it. They said, if you know who is Allah and his ability, his power, his strength, his knowledge, his wisdom, his mighty, what will happen? It generates what? Eh?
Iman.
Eh?
Trust.
What else?
Iman.
What else?
Yeah.
The opposite right away. If I go to somebody so powerful, can I be arrogant? You see? But this way, if I go to a very rich person with a lot of might, a lot of power, a lot of status, can I act with arrogance with him? But this way, the more you know Allah, the more what will happen? Humble you. Humble and humility. Why? Who are you? Yeah. In his kingdom. You agree or no? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even he said, if you try to be arrogant, what Allah said? He said, Allah do not love the arrogant one. The Surah An-Nahl, verse 23. Allah do not like the arrogant one. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, in Hadith Qudsi, Allah, he said, Al-kibriya'u rida'i. The arrogant is my cover. وَالْعَظَمَةُ إِزَارِي And the highest and majesty is my izar. Izar is a lower piece of the clothing. فَمَنْ نَازَعْنِي وَاحِدًا مِنْهُمَا أَلْقَيْتَهُ فِي جَهَنَّمْ وَلَا أُبَانِ Whoever tried to get a piece of arrogance from me, I will beat him to Jahannam and I do not care. And this is why another hadith of Rasulullah SAW, he said, Whoever have a debt of arrogance will not enter Jannah. Nobody will enter Jannah with a debt of arrogance. By this way, the more you humble yourself to Allah, the more Allah will open for you. You get it or no? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf, Verse 146, Surah Al-A'raf. Very, very severe message. I consider today a warning for all of us, Muslim and non-Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سأصرف عن آياتي الذين يتكبرون في الأرض بغير الحق. I will get the sign of me, the sign of me, the sign of Allah, away from those who having arrogance on my earth without no right. What it means today? You look, if you walk in this earth with arrogance, Allah promise He will veil you. You will not see the sign of Allah. Look at how many marine biology, how many scientific people go to the moon, how many people go to different jungle and mountain, and they see the sign of Allah clearly, and they cannot see. Why? When you read, when you hear them, all of them has one thing in common: arrogance. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and this I consider a principle, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفْعَ. Whoever humbled himself to Allah, Allah elevated. It's a principle. The more you humble yourself, the more Allah elevated. But sometimes today we do not understand what you mean humble yourself. For example, in a situation arise, why are you upset? Why you cannot take it? Why are you so impatient? Because you're arrogant. You do not trust and respect the one who gave it to you. All you have to do is be patient and you will see. Either in this life or in the hereafter. By this way, if you are humble, you will think Allah is wise. Allah is a controller. Meaning it has to have some wisdom. You see how it goes? If you're arrogant, and you start acting up, no message. Can I give you a message? No. Right, so the message comes with what? Humble and humility. Wallahi, people, I saw it in my life. Nobody gain knowledge without humble and humility. The more you humble yourself, the more Allah give you. A veil from your heart, I promise you, the owner of the veil is Allah. He put it in your heart because arrogant. Arrogant is the worst disease anybody can have. Why? You do not own it. You do not own nothing. What are you arrogant about? A mosquito bite, you would be dead. What do you call it? Bed bite or bed bug will paralyze you. A bug you cannot even see sometime. How arrogant we are. By this way, imagine when Allah promised, سَأُصْرِفْ عَنْ آيَاتِ. I will make my ayat veiled from those who have arrogant. Without the truth. Imagine who's talking. Who promised. And today because I have some money, or status, or I'm tall, or I'm short, or I have a beauty, or I do not have, or I have a degree, or I have some money in the bank account, or I have a car, I'm working with arrogant of what? What do you have? Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will veil iman. You cannot have belief. By this way, iman is the key of iman is what now?
Humility.
Humility. Humble and humility is the key of iman. Why? Because the humble and humility bet you what? Poverty. Poor. You want the beggar. And Allah promised in Surah Ghafir, verse 60, those who do arrogant, I will put them in Jahannam. A promise. Imagine who Allah promised. Those who have arrogant, I put them in Jahannam. And the same Surah Al-A'raf, verse 36. وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا أُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Those who deny my message and my sign and the arrogant over it, I will let them be the owner of Jahannam. And in Al-A'raf, verse 40, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا لَا تُفْتَحْ لَهُمْ أَبْوَابِ السَّمَاءِ. Those who are deny my message and be arrogant over it, the sky will never open for them. The scholar said this about the day of the day you die. Your soul and your body is not going up. It's going to Siflin. It goes to the bottom of the belly of the earth or the belly of Jahannam.
In certain part of the world, there are people who like does not hear about Allah or Islam. Does that mean Allah veiled them too?
No, it's not your business. Allah, He knows who will get the message, who's not, and when and why. Because even if you are in the jungle, believe it or not, if you own a soul, you will believe in Allah. If you are a dirty soul, you will have black magic and voodoo. Yes, it's very full of jungle. You see, why? Because he believes in the powers he sees. And they do mischief to each other. Now, one of the early books, he talked about sins. Our sins is three styles. Sins, genetic, meaning is ordained to you by destiny. But this part of also not able to train yourself, meaning if you do not take the medication, which is the Quran, now your disease increase, and before you know it, what you do? You will commit sins with complete what? Arrogant. Because usually it is arrogant. It's me, what do you want? This me, what do you want? There's no me in the front of Allah. And usually people who are arrogant like that, they will share a major sins with Allah. And this major sins is not alcohol, is not adultery, is not gambling. The major sin with Allah, when for example, when a person said, this me, what do you want? My father give me this quality. My mother give me this quality. It's my cousin. And you go against the will of Allah. By the way, this sins is the highest. This is the highest sins when you ordain something against Allah, which is not. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in your Quran, until you take the medication, you will be fine. There's no such a thing in the Quran, is my genetic. By this way, anybody talk about genetic, always you find arrogant. Arrogant and stubbornness. Because if you're humble, what you do? Oh Allah, forgive me, Allah. Give me tawbah. And you try to humble yourself to Allah, Allah elevate you and cleanse you. Finish. By this way, this book and this author, he said, the highest sins is the sins against the Qudra of Allah. By ordaining and saying things which you have no truth about.
Meaning to say something like, I'll never be forgiven.
This also, shayateen, very bad. Or, I'm not good. I'm dumb. I have a brain leakage. My genetic. I will never be good. I will never have the quality. This number one, arrogant stupidity against the will of Allah. Meaning now you're sharing quality of Allah. Even if you said it in a dumb way, you're not supposed to do that. At all, you're not supposed to do that. Also because you have angels saying, Ameen. We're supposed to have hope. A Muslim and a mu'min have hope.
I'm not saying anything about the companions against them, but I was reading some of these in which they would sometimes say, I wish I wasn't born, or I wish I was the leaf on the ground? Like, why would they say that?
Why? Actually, it's Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu
anhu.
Fear. Fear and a responsibility. Is he not doing it because he's sick or his wife left? No, no. You see? Or you want cookie, you do not get it? No. The fear of responsibility. Now, the second level of sins, the sins of Iblis, meaning sins related to a whisper of Shaitan. And they said, even this, the root of it is hasad, envy, jealousy, loving to be ruler. And most of this diseases of the heart can be cured by zikr and getting closer to Allah. And talk about akhirah. And the lower sins is the sins like animal, meaning the desire of food or intercourse or whatever. Let's believe it or not, the third sins. The lower. Or stealing, or gambling, or drinking.
Can you repeat the difference?
This is what I'm saying.
Oh.
The sins of animal, meaning desire, temptation. This is the lowest. Today, if you ask me today, a lot of Muslims think they are clean from sins, but they are really involved in the major one Allah hated most. Do you see it or no? Do you see it, Salaha? And I said this long time ago and people misunderstand me. I said today, which one is higher? Committing zina every day 100 times or having shirk with Allah? Malay, yes. If you die as a mushrik, Allah will never forgive. But if you die committing adultery or drinking or whatever, it has one punishment and that's it, finished. But if we look at Shaitan, what he does, he make you believe you are so pious. But in the meantime, you have association in your heart. You have different love, you have ego, you have arrogance, you have stubbornness. You see, it's a garbage can. But it looks so nice. This is what's happening to us. Envy, jealousy, this and that. And look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what he said also. He said, in the day of judgment, those who are arrogant in earth, they coming in the size of a, like a dot. In the size of, like a small, like
speck.
Like a wheat. Like in the size of wheat. Or a corn.
Oh, great.
Okay? And these people, everybody will walk over them. Look at the disgrace from Allah to create you in this size and people walk over you for 50,000 years. Because the day of judgment equals 50,000 years time. Imagine all mankind and all the animals walking over you. Look at the disgrace. And also Rasulullah used to say, Tuba liman tawada fi ghayri maskana. Tuba is a level in Jannah to whove. He humbled and humility himself in a place without make-believe, meaning real. Let me tell you something, sometimes I do, which is very important. When you have a situation odd against you, what you have to do? Humble yourself to Allah and do what? And announce it, it's my fault. It's my bad manner. Return things to you, not to others. Because today I found out one of the disease when we pointing finger at other and forget I'm guilty too. Maybe I'm guilty more than you. And this is a sign of what? Humble and humility. And allow you to see. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Isra, verse 37, he said, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Don't walk over the earth so happy. إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. You did not make a dread over the earth, and you will not be the size of the mountain. And you are nothing. This topic I consider a very, very delicate topic for us. Why? Today, like I tell you, Shaitan make us focus on the tiny things and forget about the major things. The major thing is what again? Arrogance, stubbornness. And it has many signs. What about, can I be arrogant over Allah? Yes, the majority of do us. Imagine if I said, I cannot make it. You know what I mean? You are arrogant and you ordain it. Who said so? Allah tell you, try. Having will and try and trust me. No, I cannot do it. Who said so? You. This is a very dangerous issue. You see, Shaitan take you from arrogant point of view to stubborn. Stubborn against one, against yourself, to destroy you. I will never have the quality. Who said that? Shaitan. Who obey him? You. At this moment, what do you mean? Now you do kufr with Allah. Imagine, at this moment you are in a state of kufr. What? You deny Allah the ability to give you. You deny the Allah the his maghfirah. You deny Allah the forgiveness. You deny Allah the mercy. You deny Allah from everything. And you think you are pious. You see how it do go? And this is why you find the person never go anywhere. I saw it in my life. You cannot go to Allah with arrogance. You cannot. It's not the amount of worship. It's not the amount of anything. It is the humble and humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you remember the famous story when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives a story about the man in the desert? He lost his camel and all his water and belonging. And he cried to Allah. And he really surrendered to Allah. Allah sent him the camel back with everything. Imagine a camel coming back to you. After you get lost, you and your own camel. Now from happiness, what the man said? I'm your Lord and yours my slave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said he was so happy. Why? He knew he made a mistake. There's a big difference between saying mistake and you do not mean it and say something you mean it. I remember Allah gave me a lot of bounty. And in the haram in Mecca, in the third floor, one night, I tried to thank Allah. I do not know what I did. Allah, how I thank you. And you know what I said? I said, Jazakallahu khairan, ya Allah. And after that, I said, Allah, you know what I said? I don't mean it. Because if you think about the bounty of Allah, it's overwhelming. Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not deserve to remember His bounty? To think about His ability and goodness? Do you think if Allah deals with us according to our sins and our mistakes, He will give us anything? None of us deserve nothing. Imagine how much we forget Allah. How much we forget the promise of Allah. How much we forget the mercy of Allah. How much we forget the goodness of Allah. And He still gives us. And even you can be a sinner for years, and Allah forgive you and make you another person. Is this not scary? Allah can take a non-Muslim all the year and sinner and make them a Muslim and He cannot give you one quality? Is this not stupidity and arrogant over you, over Allah? Now why you are poor? Is you, because you're arrogant. You forget the ability of Allah He can give you. What about Wahhab? The one He give you in any mean, without even owning anything, and you do not deserve it. This is what Wahhab all about. This is his name. The one who give, the one who doesn't deserve. What about Allah sahib al-fadl al-azim? The owner of all the fadl, of all the extra. How Allah can exercise His name to somebody deserving? You see? Meaning you have to be a dirty nothing for Allah to give you. I promise you, you call Allah Ya Wahhab and you will see what Allah will give you. But I cannot say, Allah, you are Wahhab, but with me, I do not know if you can give me. Can you give me? I do not know if you can give me. Do you will give me? No, I will not give me. Believe me, you do this with me, I smack you right and left, I put you flat. I hate you, I do not want to see your face. Imagine you do that with Allah, and Allah watching, and you said you believe in me, and you go to Salah and say, Allahu Akbar. How Allahu Akbar? How you say Allahu Akbar, and after 5 minutes you deny me, and you deny all my quality? You deny all my goodness? Really, how? Imagine you go to a stupid king or a rich man, and he's telling you nice, you nice, you nice, you nice. And before you leave, He give you a nice gift. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty. I tell Him, you're nice, but you're not going to give me. You're nice, but you're not going to give me. You are so great, but you're not going to give me. But you're not going to give me. Tell me, what is that now? What do you call that? Eh? Eh? Ah. Because shaitan is so good. If he cannot get you in sins, if he cannot get you in zina, in adultery, in alcohol, in this, he will get you something high. This is the highest. The highest of the highest. To have doubt about Allah's ability, about Allah giving, about the ability of Allah to forgive you, or about the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change you. Again, think, is Cat Steven when he's dancing? In the late 60s, he know he would be invited for Allah late 90? Come on. What about Middle East? How many dancers and belly dancers, they become invited to Allah? Imagine, she's belly dancing naked all her life. She might have 2,000-3,000 men in her life, and she become invited to Allah. Are you crazy? Are you really a not Muslim? If you believe Allah cannot give you? Tell me now, which one is higher? The sinners, the one who have it as a disease and they do not mean it? Or your own arrogance and stubbornness against Allah and you think Allah will not give you? And you ordain it. Imagine, and unordain it. I do not want it. You will not give me. Astaghfirullah. Where's the beggar? Where's the trust? Where's the hope? Where's the generosity of Allah? What about the story about the man who came in a day of judgment and he did not do any good deed except he was a merchant? When people used to come and they do not have the money, what do? You drink anything, sip anything, sip. When they coming to buy, he said, if you have, you give me. If you do not have, take your time. And when they come back and they do not have, he said, I forgive you. One good deed, one good deed. But he was adulterer. He loved woman every day with different woman. He said, Allah, let me go to Jahannam. He said, no, you have something between me and you. He said, what is it? He said, why you do this with others? He said, I know, Allah, you are so generous. I was trying to imitate you and be a little bit generous. He said, I'm the owner of generosity. I forgive all your sins, go to Jannah. How poor we are. How shaitan can put us in a corner and laugh over us. Oh, you know something I cannot have. Why I do not have it? When you talk like that, you're hated by Allah. I said it to many people. A Muslim cannot talk in a negative way. A Muslim cannot talk in a doubtful way. You cannot. How you are a Muslim and you talk doubt? What about the one, he did not do any good deed, none. And he came in the day of judgment. And he said to Allah, Allah, send me to Jahannam. I'm going. I know I never do anything. He said, come. Only one thing between me and you. He said, what is it? He said, do you remember such and such time? He said, Ya Hannan Ya Mannan. He said, yes. He said, do you mean it? He said, yes. He said, I'm Al Hannan Mannan. Go to Jannah. Without murah. One word. He said it one time. And you're trying to go to Allah, but He will not give you? Look how dumb you are, slave to shaitan, and you do not know. You're slave to shaitan. Wallahi, people, a moment of iman and yaqeen, and you will see what Allah will do. A moment. But can I have a moment with iman and yaqeen, and 1 month of out of whack? Doubt? How? How? How you survive if a situation rises? By the way, don't ever think takabbur is only a certain way. No. Shaitan can make you have a hidden takabbur, which is against Allah, higher than the outside takabbur. Do you understand? Like they said, the scholar said, all the bad quality has hidden bad quality. And the ultimate hated one, the one who has the hidden bad quality. Meaning you can have hidden shirk. You can have hidden nifaq. You can have hidden kibr. You can have hidden kufr. But from outside, you're so beautiful. But inside, your heart is so dirty. Against whom? Against your Lord. And you fasting, you do qiyam, you do jahajud, you do this, you do that. But you have doubt. How? Be careful, people. Be careful. You remember the major two door of shaitan? It's two. Temptation and desire is one, which is the low. And the highest is what? Doubt and uncertainty. Because doubt and uncertainty lead you to what? To kufr, to shirk, to nifaq, to doubt about Allah, to about His mercy. And this is the highest. Highest. The highest level of torture is this people. Especially if you read Quran, if you hear, if you read a hadith, if you know, you have no excuse. Iman and yaqeen. And iman and yaqeen with knowledge is the release and cleanse of all this. If you mention Allah once, it's enough. But can I mention Allah once and I have all this dirt inside? How? And all the situation, for what? For Allah to check what inside. By this way, if you behaving in a certain way, go back. Is me humble to Allah? If me understand whatever situation is written for me to check me out, and if it's check me out, what I have to do? Surrender to Allah. And say, Allah, you are the one. Open for me. Show me Allah. Allah will open and show you in His own way. All you have to do is surrender. That's it. You get it or not? Yes or no?
Inshallah.
You get your answer, Asif?
Like, you can't believe it's here. I have everything, inshallah.
Now, how we lost it?
By forgetting.
That's it.
By not focusing.
And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, remember me in abundance. Remember Jannah. Remember Jahannam. Remember you're going to die. And if you remember death, what will happen? That's it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا يَمُتُنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا وَهُوَ يُحْسِنُ الظَّنَّ بِاللَّهِ. Don't die unless you believe goodness of Allah. You're the worst one who have bad feeling about Allah. And the opposite. You gain according to what? The good gesture of but between you and Allah. And there's many ahadith about it. It's a complete chapter in Riyad al-Salihin. And many another books about what? The good gesture and husn al-dhan billah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how many hadith about ana 'inda husn dhann 'abdi bi, I am according to how my slave servant believe in me. You believe in Allah 100%, Allah will be for you 100%. You believe 85, you will be 85. You believe 50, 50. You believe 15, 15. You believe 5, 5. You have, who's holding you? Look at the worm. I went one time to a mountain, and it's so cold, so windy. And in the top of the mountain, rocks. And in the rocks, I find holes. Tiny, tiny holes. And when I look at it, I find different insects going in and out. I said, Subhanallah, the owner of his kingdom. In the middle of nowhere, you still have a kingdom of many creatures you do not know. How many big trees you see, but inside is million and million and million and billion and trillion of insects Allah knows, living for what, 50 years, 60 years, and nobody sees them. How does he live? And the tree can be dead, they said, for 25 years, 30 years. But this dead tree is a food of million and billion and billion of insects. You think Allah create you and elevate you and give you shahada and make you make sajda and He will not provide for you and He provide to the ant? Look how dumb we are. Is this not scary? After all the elevation Allah gave me, I have doubt about Allah giving to me. Even if I'm a sinner, I have to have a hope in the mercy of Allah and make forgiveness and tawbah and go and have a hope in Him. Yes, I have to have fear and hope. What happens if the hope drops? You're finished. Believe me, you're lucky. If you deal with me this way, I will never leave you. Really? Allah is so kareem, is so generous. Imagine if I tell you I do not trust you. How you feel? If I tell you that I do not trust you. Really? I have a doubt about you. If I tell you are bad, you cannot give me. Imagine I tell you that. I do not believe in you at all. And in the meantime, you give me every day, every single day, all my life. And I tell you that, how I feel, or how you feel. Tell me, how many times you're sick? How many times Allah saved you from a major calamity? I remember one day, it was late 80. I'm driving in one road upstate. I'm driving. For one reason, I do not even remember. I do not mean it. I'm just braking, I call it accidentally. I'm braking, I hit the brake accidentally. And the moment I hit the brake, a whole tree fall down in the front of the car. In the front of the car. All of a sudden, I said, Allahu Akbar. But I'm doing like this, and a woman coming, jumping at me, keeping kissing me. I said, what going on? She said, I saw what happened. Who are you? I said, what do you mean? She said, I saw your car going underneath the tree. The tree was coming in the top of you. Why you brake? I said, I do not know. She looked at me, she said, God save you. God save you. Is that you? God save you. At this moment, I was shivering. I can be dead. Allah save me. How many times Allah save me? Many times. If I count how many times I should be dead, 100% dead, minimum 7 times in my life I should be dead. Minimum. Without no doubt. Minimum 7 times I should be dead. And 7 times, I never even been touched. Who does that? Do you think it's only me? What about you? How many times you have situation you should be dead? Dead! And Allah guard you and save you. Why you cannot remember that? How you cannot remember the goodness of Allah? What is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? To remember the goodness of each other. Imagine I remember your goodness, but I do not remember his goodness. Is this not scary? You call this iman and belief? You have doubt day and night about Allah giving you? How you can achieve anything? Wallahi people, achieving anything, dunya or deen or anything, with what? With what? Trust in Allah. And you cannot trust in Allah with arrogance. You cannot trust in Allah with stubbornness. You cannot trust in Allah and champion Allah in His own quality and His own knowledge of the unseen. And you can give me, you cannot give me, you will not give me, you will never give me. Astaghfirullah. All this terminology, I know people who have it. They have to erase it once and for all. They have to make a lot of tawbah and crying to Allah and say, Allah, cleanse me from all this nonsense talk. Because it's kufr, shirk, arrogance, stubbornness against whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else are you doing? You're doing all the major. The one can lead you to Jahannam infinity? Wake up, people, wallahi. All of us. Be careful. Have good hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember Allah al-mutakabbir, the owner of all arrogance. And he deserves it because he owns. He's the king and he owns his kingdom. And all of us is a slave under his power and might. This is why we need constant reminder of who's Allah and who's us. Who's our Rabb? Who's our Ilah? What happens if I drift and forget? Shaitan will take me and take me to one of the three major diseases. Wake up, people, inshaAllah. May Allah save us from ourselves. May Allah guard us from ourselves, because we are the ultimate enemy of ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our disease. Cleanse us from our own disease and sickness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our heart with iman and yaqeen and trust in Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us rely on Allah only. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse us from all the whisper of shaitan and give us power over ourselves and shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be our wali and guardian and wakil, and not allow shaitan to be our wakil or guardian, ya Allah, or anybody. Oh Allah, don't make us rely on anybody except you. Don't make us love anyone except you. Don't make us rely and have trust and iman and yaqeen except on you, ya Allah. Oh Allah, and give us the poverty in you, and give us the humble and humility and good manner with you and with your Rasul, with your manner, with your all mankind, ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us belong to you, ya Allah. Pure to you, ya Allah. Sincere to you, ya Allah. With complete truthfulness to you, ya Allah. Oh Allah, shower us with your own generosity, ya Allah. Deal with us, ya Wahhab, the one who giving, the one who doesn't deserve. We do not deserve it, ya Allah. We do not have it, ya Allah. But we are poor to you, ya Allah. We believe in your own might, ya Allah. We believe in you, ya Allah. Give us what you like to give us, ya Allah. Give us what you pleasing with you, ya Allah. And oh Allah, make us only be pleased with what you giving us, ya Allah. And oh Allah, don't ask make help for anybody except you, ya Allah. And make all our poverty to you only, ya Allah. And make us belong to you only, ya Allah. Make us a true servant to you, ya Allah. A true slave to you, ya Allah. With your pleasure, ya Allah. And make us die with this feeling and this iman and yaqeen, ya Allah. And make all the earth witness to us, not against us, ya Allah. Make us gain whatever left of our time, ya Allah. And oh Allah, forgive us our past, ya Allah. And make our future better than our past, ya Allah. And make us the best of our time, our ending, ya Allah, the day we're going to meet you, Allah. With your pleasure, ya Allah. And make our goal and our happiness the day we're going to see the most beautiful face of you, ya Allah. With your pleasure, ya Allah. Allahumma taqabbal, Allahumma taqabbal, Allahumma taqabbal. Ya Kareem, ya Haleem, ya Afu, ya Akram al-Akramin, ya Akram al-Akramin, ya Akram al-Akramin, ya Arham al-Rahimin, ya Arham al-Rahimin, ya Arham al-Rahimin, ya Na'ma al-Mawla wa ya Na'ma al-Nasir, ya Hayya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين يا وكيل يا ولي يا وهاب يا صاحب الفضل العظيم تفضل علينا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان يا أرحم الراحمين اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا علي يا عظيم صلي على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا اللهم تقبل اللهم تقبل اللهم تقبل صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد وعلى آله